the rest of the story. Donald Curry wanted to be remembered, what young scientist would not want to be remembered, and yet with centuries of discovery preceding him, might some orphan insight into the natural world remain for him to claim? In 1964, Donald was a student at the University of North Carolina pursuing his doctorate. His field was geography. His fascination was ice age glaciers, and what better place to study their effects than Wheeler's Peak in eastern Nevada. More than 13,000 feet high, its slopes manifest a succession of five life zones, from blazing desert to alpine tundra, and of particular interest to young Donald Curry was a spectacular glacial basin on the mountain's northeast side, scooped out of solid rock during the Pleistocene. The Cirque, so-called, was adorned with magnificent bristlecone pine trees along its crest. Well, since the bristlecones were part of this remarkable landscape, Donald decided to study them as well, and he photographed them. He measured them to record their growth history. He took core samples from them. There was a special tool for that purpose, and Donald procured one, but toward the end of this field season, that tool broke, and there was yet one gnarled old pine tree left whose age the young scholar wished to note. So, he contacted the United States Forest Service, said he'd like to cut down just one tree, but he thought it best to seek official permission first. It was in the interest of science, he added, and the proper authorities, properly impressed by the young man's respect for protocol, granted permission. The student promptly felled the gnarled bristlecone, examined the tree's cross-section, wrote down his findings, and headed back to the University of North Carolina to complete his doctorate. For Donald Curry wanted to be remembered, and inasmuch, he would not be disappointed. Indeed, his 1964 field trip has been repeatedly cited ever since as a warning. As a warning to eager young scientists everywhere and to science itself. For the bristlecone pine tree is intriguing from a number of aspects. It grows under conditions so harsh, so cold, so windy, so dry, that little else competes with it for survival. Its wood is so dense that the tree is all but impervious to insects and disease. It also grows incredibly slowly, roughly 1/100th of an inch in girth per year. For those reasons and others, the bristlecone pine is renowned for its longevity. Quite in fact, nothing alive that we know of lives longer. So Donald Curry was understandably curious, especially regarding the ages of the bristlecones he encountered in eastern Nevada. But the interest of science sometimes costs more than it's worth. For now, after many years of search and less destructive study, we realize that young Mr. Curry, having cut down that solitary tree to determine its age by counting its rings, 4,862 rings, that however inadvertently, and no less certainly, he had killed the oldest living thing on earth. And now you know the rest of the story.